it's such an amazing day to be having Chris Jordan, the greatest of all time, on Gateway FM. You know what? Chris Jordan is on the line. Let me say a big thank you for coming through, Chris, man. You know what, man? If I could read your bio, I wouldn't even end. But you know what? I want to say this, that I really, really appreciate you coming through on Gateway FM this morning. And I say thank you a million times, man. Good morning, Chris. And how are you feeling this morning, man?
Yeah, well, you're welcome. And yeah, that was quite the intro. So yeah, that's a good boost for the morning. Thank you.
Indeed, indeed. So, Chris, man, you know, this is not actually an interview, man. This it's actually appreciation, me showing appreciation to you, you know, because I remember the last time we spoke was around 2018 or 2019 there, while I was still at Boston Media House doing radio. But you know, it's actually a great day. It's an amazing day for me to be engaging with you today. But for someone who's listening right now and who really don't know who's Chris Jordan, in a nutshell, can you please introduce yourself to the listeners of Gateway FM? Who is Chris Jordan?
Oh wow, in a nutshell, that's gonna be a big nutshell. I'll say that. And look, I'm just a radio guy, man. Like a broadcasting guy, actually. I quite enjoy the various aspects, both obviously with the visual aspects, the audio aspects, and print and everything for me is there. But yeah, I've been doing it's my 22nd year in radio, and so the audio platform is again my first love. But I've done, and it was quite by accident. I didn't aim to do this. So I did campus, I did community, I did commercial, I went online, and also did international radio. So I was quite lucky to, you know, move through that path and have those opportunities. So that I was exposed so much to different aspects of the media.
Man, Chris, man, you wanted me to welcome you with a nice jam that is playing in the background. I know what you want. It's by Busta Rhymes, Mariah Carey, Flip Mode Squad. What does this jam really mean to you, man?
It's only one of, it's an amalgamy of Mariah is my top female artist. I love old school R&B, so I love Busta Rhymes. I love Eminem, even still now. I love Terror Squad. I love Next and Rough Ends and Faith Evans. It's a type of music that I listen to like priority one, you know, all kinds of music, because obviously being exposed in radio, you're exposed to like so many different types of you know, formats and stuff. But for me, like that's where I live, you know. So old school R&B and house, it's great stuff for me. Yeah.
Perfect. I really like that. I really like that. So now it's a privileged day, man, for me to be having this. I'm even stuttering right now. I'm even sweating and shaking at the same time, you know, talking with a radio guru right now on Gateway FM, man. It's such a privilege, man. I must really say.
It's okay. Look, I mean, you have nothing to prove. You're on radio, and I have a CV that says that education is it's my other passion, as I've been also in it for about 20 years. You know, my media company, Crystal Media, is about innovation and training, you know. So I love that. This is not like a humility, statement, but there's something to be said about being able to just like constantly pass on that knowledge and be able to grow people that are enthusiastic about the medium. You understand? There's a very big difference, you know, because you know there's a ton of learners out there. I mean, I was also one of them at many, many times in my life that are not exactly directed towards where a major is. You know, like you don't really. Maybe you could have been a TV person, you know. But for me, when I see that, the youth are interested in a medium that I literally have lived for 22 years, you know.
Indeed.
It's great to hear, you're creating your journey, you're like having fun. That's the main thing. It's like that passion that brings in, you know, that we're lucky passionate and we have that job that we can do, you know? I think many people have said that about radio. It's like, it's the same thing. It's like, I love what I do, but also I get paid for it. It's such a cliche statement, but it's true.
Chris, man, I want to get to understand, based on your journey, on the 5 W's and H, where did you really start with radio and where are you currently and what are you doing? And I want to get to understand, when was the first time you were behind the mic and how was the feeling at large, man?
Yeah, look, I mean, it was, I'm very proud of being a Tux alumni, so at the University of Pretoria. Tux FM was and for me currently is still, they pushed boundaries. That was, I was brought in to a culture that was, you know, it was about that. They don't want ordinary radio. They wanted students to push and push and push and, you know, really push their personalities to stand out. And so, you know, what was great is that our boss, who's Rian, who was Rian Fadian and who does the drive on Jack Rana right now, but he was adamant that if you did not stand out every 6 months, like you had to be re-interviewed and you would either get the boot or you would stay, you know? And that kept us on our toes. And I would say, I know it sounds weird, but I learned the most about radio in the first four years of my radio career at Tux because you were doing it for no money. That's a thing. And so, like, I, most presenters that worked there, they would adjust their life to make radio a priority, and we would live in that station, essentially, you know, to be the best broadcast. And from there, I was scoured by you know, Prime Media. I was at that point 24, I think I was. I'm currently, yeah, like a lot older. But right, you know, that kind of moved me through, like, various aspects of again, the medium. And right now, you know, I have Chris Jordan Media. Chris Jordan Media is really, it's about, like, for me, I focus on the community stations here, as well as in the city as well. So I've got a good customer attention, you know, within Gauteng itself. And as well as I have my innovative projects that I do, you know, every year. So again, writing academic books that are in the SA Library, which I'm really proud of as well. Me, I moved straight to weekday, you know, and that was a huge kind of milestone and kind of, I'd say, quite a good dream come true, because you don't really think you're going to move straight to weekday prime, like it's weekday prime time on a commercial station as big as 947. So that was really great for me. Yeah.
I really like that. I mean, indeed, you are a radio guru, man. You have touched base with so many radio stations, man. But I want to get to understand, Chris, man. You know, with young stars, when it comes to radio, some of them, they say, no, I can't work at the community radio station, this and that. But what kind of advice would you give to young stars who are working at community radio stations for them to be able to be consistent and be able to reach their highest potentiality in radio?
Sure. I mean, that one's an easy one as well. The thing is, there's some kind of misconception and culture that has been built around, people maybe that are studying media and feel as though because the diploma degree allows you direct access to commercial is not true. Like you can jump into any other aspect and other departments, you know, within a commercial radio station. That is true because you come through as a media practitioner, but you can't go on air. You have to go to community. You have to go and earn your stripes in a way there. It is voluntary. This is community service. So there are a lot of community stations that actually have decided to start paying you. It's not a mandate, but you go in there for the experience and they teach you skills. So you get a bi-directional deal. Like I would do one, you know. And they really need to go. You don't want to. Let's just say for whatever reason, really a 1 in a trillion chance that you go from like someone on the street, like I was, like I was a street jock, you know, I went straight from no experience to straight on air, you know. And you go to commercial radio, you're going to make so many mistakes and ruin your reputation. You understand? While you're still quote unquote learning on a commercial station, the commercial station will also want to keep you. You understand? Mm. So your career will come and end. You know, it's better. Community stations accept mistakes that are organized and controlled. You understand? Because that's what we call growth. Mm. So the thing is that you need to look at people. Like, we don't get that. We don't get the privilege of being able to know. Let's say we're on a slot, right? There are an infinite amount of people that are on at the same time as you. You can't listen to everyone of your competitors, but you can look at the people around you and see the caliber of who you are working with. Like at a community station, right? As I said earlier, for us, we were competitive in a healthy way. We wanted to be stronger. We wanted to be like build on our talents, like edge our personality, sharpen and shine. And it was healthy. No one hated one another. We loved the fact that everyone was like a hard worker, you know. So the thing is that, I mean, if you are surrounded by people that are not really willing to kind of do that, that's even, I suppose better for you, not better for the station. But you know, you must work on your own journey, because radio is a one-way journey. You know, in the sense that you can't really depend on the greatness of others to make you great.
Yeah, I really like that line. You can't depend on the greatness of others to be great. You need to be on your own. I really like that. So, Chris, man, in a nutshell, I want to understand, what are some of the obstacles that you encountered when you tapped into the media industry, particularly radio? What are some of the challenges that you encountered when you first tapped into the world of radio?
I think the challenges don't stop. The challenges do not end. Look, you must understand, and I've said this, I've been quite vocal about it, I'm not the only one, because every broadcast understands this in South Africa, is that there's a relevance factor about us that doesn't really have to do with our talent, you know. I've said this before, if you are in commercial, like, your time is quote-unquote limited, you know. And when I say limited, not necessarily like 6 months. I'm talking about, if you look at like iconic jocks, you know, that I mean, even Timo Touch is back, you know, but he's been doing it for decades, you understand? There's a few select people that have the privilege of being only on-air presenters as their career, you understand? The point that there is, right now in South Africa, and for quite a long time, like, you've got to be ready to understand that your career at a station will end, you understand? And you need to be prepared to direct your attention to other opportunities while you are employed. Does that make sense? So that you can also, like I say, gravitate from one station to another station when your time is done, you know? And you know, there's many reasons why people's time is done. And most of it is because they've kind of grown out of the brand, or the brand's grown out of them. And that's fair, you know? I can understand that. It's not a great thing to kind of be let go, you know, or your contract ends. But the thing is, that's what I'm saying, your foresight to another station is better, you know, other stations that are possible for you, so that, you know, build a network, that type of thing. I'm not saying go and now constantly find another job and quit and start. I'm saying build relationships that you know are going to be opportunities for yourself.
What kind of message would you like to give to the people listening right now who'd like to tap into radio?
You know what? That's a difficult one, you know, in the sense that there's so much to say, you know, when, you know, if there's someone that wants to, like, for example, like myself, I call them street jocks, right? So what happens is that you don't go through, like, formal training, like you have an ad, you know what I'm saying, to you, you're not an entertainer, whatever it is, like, especially at campus stations, at community stations, right? Community stations are actually quote-unquote obliged to, if you want to be part of the station, you can go up to them, say, I'm in your feeder area, like, I would like to join the station, please let me audition. And they were supposed to say, yes, that's fine, they can't reject you, it's community, you're part of the community, it's a community service, right? But, you know, the thing is, again, it's one of those things that, you know, like, like for myself, there was a cafeteria on campus. They were doing applications. I had no aspirations of being a broadcaster, but something. But I knew that I was an entertainer. You know, at school I did drama, I did sports, but my focus was on drama and public speaking. You know, so I really wanted to do something to like kind of express my voice. You know, be part of communication. Actually, you know, so I went over, I tried it. You know, and I got, I think, quite lucky, you know, because there's always quite a lot of applications, as you know, just in general at stations, and I'm glad that I had the opportunity and I fell in love with, like I say, this medium.
Thank you very much, Chris. Looking at the time, 8:35 on the dot. Unfortunately, I have to let you go, Chris, man. Where can people find you on social media?
I think the easiest is Instagram is at Chris Jordan Media. But the better thing is to go to my landing page, which is just chrisjordanmedia.net, and that's the easiest. You'll find everything there.